The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. In fact, what she's doing is, and she's rehearsing every night for this musical extravaganza down at the Cascade Theater called Encore. Tickets are still available. Go to cascadetheater.org. Don't go to any of the ticket agencies. They will bump up the prices like 100% or 200%. Now, you can get great tickets there for around $40. It's a fundraiser for the Cascade. And people are coming in that have been performing there for years. James Santos has come back in town. He's the director and producer. And it's like 50 or 60 people in there. It's going to be a great evening. So, hey, Christina, good morning.
Very good morning, Carl.
How are you, my Ukrainian producer?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
You've looked different today.
Every day, every change.
Every day. I mean in a good way.
Thank
of
you
course.
So much.
Okay. Hey, the weather today is sunny with a high near 77. Low tonight around 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 87. Low around 59 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All beautiful days. And I think the highest it's going to get is Saturday at 87. The rest of them are in the low 80s. So that looks pretty good. It looks very inviting for this week. A lot of things going on. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. They're really good people down there. They do a lot for the community, not only in Anderson, but here in Redding. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. It's only taken me about a month to make this happen. I've got Chris Adrick here and Alan Knott and Aaron Ross. And we're going to be talking about Redding Market Center Public Market. So what is that?
Well, first off, thanks for having us, Carl. We really appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about this project because we are very excited about it. Alan is the building owner and saw an opportunity to bring something, just unique to the Redding area, something that exists in other cities, towns, municipalities across the United States, and that's a public market where it's very kind of European-esque. It's an area where you go and there's multiple products, multiple opportunities to try different cuisine, different artisanal, food experiences from kind of the region all in one location. And so it's been talked about a number of times in the industry that I'm in here locally. We talk to a lot of people who get really excited about different ideas for Redding. And this, I think, is the right team to bring it together. So, that's what we're talking about today is the Redding Market Center, which is going to be a public market on Market Street at 1551 Market Street.
It's right up the road here.
Right.
Just like, what, about a 7-hour drive from here?
You're going to be able to walk there for lunch.
really a 7-hour for me. It's probably more like a driver. But other people could hit a pitching wedge and get there.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Alan, good morning. This is the first time you've been on the show.
Yeah. It was tough figuring out what to wear to the show.
Well, you are on video that's going out over the world.
Oh, no one told me about that part.
Oh, they didn't? They didn't tell you about that? Well, and then I guess they didn't even mention the background investigation.
Oh, boy. It could be a long show.
It just could be
I'm surprised you got on there.
No. Danny's been here before. Daniel. Anything after Daniel. I mean, you're golden, man, because he has taken all the slings and arrows.
So yeah, Daniel's my business partner, so it's great to have your brother and this part of the business, too. So.
Well, we've talked to Daniel about his background. Let's talk about yours. I know it'll be kind of similar, but I think people need to know who you are, because you and Danny and other people here have completely changed the look and the feel of downtown Reading. So who's Alan Mott?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you mention that people have looked and changed the feel of Reading. We have a little bit of a saying in our company, don't think, just do. And I think a lot of people talk about making change. They complain about things. And, well, sometimes we even get ourselves caught up in that. But like my dad kind of instilled that in us, and he had an employer one time instilled that in him. And like Yoda said it to Luke or something. I don't know. So it came from somewhere. I left Reading in 96 to go off to college, and always had a desire to get back to Reading. So I spent 19 years in the financial service industry working for a Fortune 500 company, both in Ohio, and had an office in San Francisco, and I'd commute every day. So I spent Monday through Friday on the road away from my family.
You'd commute to San Francisco every day?
From Rockland at the time.
Oh, okay.
So once I had kids, I'd leave Monday morning, 5 a.m., come back on Friday.
Okay.
So I'd go kind of the full week. And so I always desired to get back to Reading. So we started investing in Reading back in 2001, started K2 Development, and ultimately came back here to retire in 2018.
Well, how's that going for you?
We're having fun. I mean, if this is what retirement is, this is great. This is a chance to go back to your hometown. And
now you were gone. Was Danny gone?
No, Daniel graduated college in 2004, so he joined. Okay. My dad joined, and then Daniel joined, and then they really ran the company locally.
Because I've known him a long time.
Yeah.
It seems like a long time, maybe 7 or 8 years. Yeah. But you came back.
In 2018, we moved the family up here. And Daniel has really been the local face and mastermind of the company with my dad for a number of years. So it's nice to now be up here working him alongside.
Yeah.
So
family business. So what drove, and we're going to, don't worry, there's going to be plenty of time for Marketplace here. So what drove the redoing down here of this whole downtown area?
We have done a few redevelopment projects in the past. We had done some little small stuff off of Lake Boulevard, some stuff off of Parkview, and ultimately, I just couldn't stand the way downtown looked and felt. I traveled all over the Midwest, traveled all over California, and every town seemed to be either invested in their downtown, or their downtown was the heartbeat of their community. And as I look back at Reading, it just lacked that. And so we had built a relationship with the city of Reading over the years, Steve Bates specifically, who had really invested a lot of time of his in the redevelopment agency downtown. And so we'd kicked around the Dickers building at the time, which was the name of it, for some time of what we should do. You know, should we eat this elephant? And how many bites is it going to take to get it down? How many years is this going to take to get through it? So ultimately, we decided that was really the key pin in town downtown, is you had to kind of take out that asset to reopen the streets. And it had to be a type of project that both reinstituted the circulation of downtown, but also to deliver some commerce and some housing units downtown at the same time. So if we didn't have all three legs of that stool, it wasn't going to work. And then the fourth leg is to make sure the community is behind it, you know, and so that becomes the always challenging when you're changing the face of anything in a community where people have kind of either fell in love with it or just said, you know, that your interests should be where my interests are. And so downtown's where we've put our heart, and we're certainly happy with the way things are going.
I guess so.
We recognize it's a journey. You know, this is not an event, and that's part of, I think, everyone kind of getting their arms around it, including us.
Well, one of the things Daniel said is you all want to leave something that your kids are going to go to school and come back and have some, you know, have, you know, that Reading is a viable place for our young people to come back to or not even leave. And I've always found that to be a very noble purpose in life for y'all. I mean, for anybody, is to make something better, to leave it for your kids.
Yeah, you're looking at two guys right here that have done that, right? Chris
right,
went off
right.
and came back and joined back in Reading, and Daniel and I as well. So, yeah, I mean, we certainly – I want my kids to come back. I don't have to fly around to go visit them somewhere someday, and I think it's nice to, you know, have family dinners on Sunday nights that you don't have to travel 5 hours to. So that is a big part of this, is making Reading a viable place for the community to boomerang back to someday.
Okay. We're here with Chris Heydrick of Heydrick & Company, and Alan Knott of K2 Development, and Aaron Ross, who is working with K2, or who are you working with?
Yeah, so I have recently joined the team at K2 Development Companies after 5 great years at the Reading Chamber of Commerce with Jake and the team. And it's just really been a privilege and an honor to be a part of what's happening not only in downtown, but around Reading and around the region. And just kind of as an outsider looking in and joining the team, what I see straight away is that this is a company that truly loves Reading, truly wants what's best for our community. So I'm really excited to be a part of this project in particular, where largely my role is to ensure the success of the market and the success of the tenants within the market, and just make it a great amenity and attraction for those inside and outside of Reading. So that's a very exciting thing to be a part of, and I just can't
wait.
Just
a small part of the whole thing, making sure it's a success. Was yeah. that it?
No big deal.
No big deal. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. I'll be coming back to you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, it is a community bank, local board of directors. You can't get much more community than Cornerstone. We've done business with Cornerstone for several years. We're very happy with the way we're treated there. They've been helping people move forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. 4 branches, one down in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town, and the newest branch right down in Anderson. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events. And if you're looking for a bank, you might want to take a look at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy 3, get 1 free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
The Octagon is back at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. The hits are coming Saturday, July 15th. Fight Night will bring you excitement of amateur pro entitled MMA fight. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and include $10 free slot play.
You must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
This action-packed night sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Ranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian La Ranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 20th of June. How did that happen? How did it get away from us? This started last October. I told my producers, get a hold of the month. And they have so far just totally lost control. And here it is, June already. 7:21 in the morning and 57 degrees downtown. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Linda's place to hang out when she doesn't have anything else to do, and it saved my butt. I can't tell you how many times I just go in there, and Rebecca just leads me to the display case that has Linda written on it, and my day becomes a success. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, locally owned, locally operated, and really nice people down there. Hey, I'm here, and we're discussing the new marketplace that's going in downtown, the Redding Market Center Public Market. And I'm here with Chris Hedrick from Hedrick & Company and Alan Knott from K2 Development and Aaron Ross, who just has to make sure it's a success. And we were talking to Aaron when we left. And as you said, you have to make sure is that the you try to ensure that the people down there are happy and that they're successful. Now, how do you do that?
Well, I think the most important thing is getting the concept right from the start. We are very kind of specific about what we're looking for as far as who's going to be in the market. And Alan and the team over at K2 have really gone above and beyond to really research the concept and brought on some experts around California to really help them get it right. So we know what we're looking for. We know what it should look like, and we just believe in the concept. So,
well, the concept that I see in front of me is just really cool. I mean, yeah. It is European in its look, but American in its detail.
And, I mean, K2 doesn't do anything halfway. So when you look at these renderings and you kind of look at the design concept, you know, I have no doubt that it's just going to be top-notch. So that's the first thing. And I think the second thing is we really are still working on kind of overcoming some of the misconceptions about downtown and the way that people think of downtown. And that's something that we've kind of been working on at the Chamber of Commerce as well, and Viva Downtown and other organizations that we really want the community to give downtown a chance. So there's been, you know, a lot of change with the new parking program and the development that's going on. And I think that if people outside of downtown, maybe that aren't used to coming downtown, just give it a chance and come on down and, you know, walk the streets and see the increased walkability and connectivity. They're going to see that it's worth paying that buck, you know, to come down and park your car and go out to dinner or see a show. And so that's the second thing is really getting people from outside downtown to come back in and patron some of the businesses down there. And then I think communicating the message of the market, continuing to communicate to the community what's going on and what the market has to offer and what's available. And then, you know, keeping it going, making sure that it's managed well, that there's good service, that the experience when you get there is what you anticipated.
It's a safe place to go to.
It's going to exceed your expectations.
Yeah.
You're going to have an experience that you can't really get anywhere else in Redding.
Well, now, who are some of the – you've already got some clients. Should mm-hmm. I say – is it clients or –
Yeah.
Tenants. Thank you. That was from Chris.
The real estate guy.
Good
job, Chris.
He knows, partners those, there, he yeah. knows those words like tenants and mayonnaise. Like that. Yeah, okay. All right, so you already have some tenants.
We do.
And they are?
So we've got...
Or are they secret?
There might be one or two that's secret,
okay.
But I'll tell you what I know I can tell you.
Okay.
So Fall River Brewing is really going to be an important anchor in that market, and then we've got Bantam Kitchen and Cooler coming in to do their southern kind of fusion cuisine that they do so well, and then I don't know if I'm able to say that the third. Go ahead,
Tarsus.
Chris.
Yeah, no. Go yeah. ahead. Tarsus Foods. Yeah.
Keep yeah. going. So Tarsus is the company that runs From the Hearth and Addendum here in town.
Okay.
So they're going to be coming in as our bakery and doing some coffee as well. And then we just recently signed a fourth. So really excited about.
Great.
Can I say?
Let's hold off on that.
Yeah, let's hold off on that one. So there's more to
come. Okay, they wanted to hold off on the fact I'm opening up a country western dance
program. That might be a great program, Carl.
Yeah, let's do that.
Alan, I want to throw this out to you and Daniel. This area does not have a country western honky-tonk.
Yep.
Where people can go and dance, you know, western music, get a steak on this side, dance on this side. We need one so badly here. And even if it's not a steak, if it's just, you know, hamburgers or stuff, where you can get like 300 people in there dancing.
I totally agree with you.
A mini Gillies.
Yeah, I agree with you too.
I mean, I've seen that for like 12 years. There's just no place. I mean, where's there a place to go around here and dance and have a good time like that and relax?
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, so, we've had some people bring that concept through our office. We just haven't...
Well, it's hard to pull the trigger on that one because, you know, and we all know the reasons for that and from the last dance areas we had. But I just think that could be a moneymaker from the day it opens. Mm-hmm. So just to throw the word.
Well,
and after I watched the social network last night, I've got this in writing that I do this out first. So if I have to sue you later for the idea. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, I was just going to say that one of the great things about this market is that there's different programming that we're going to be able to do,
mm-hmm.
events, you know, anything from music to Alan wants to see dueling pianos. So just many different things that we'll be able
outside
to
singers like on the street and all mm-hmm. the things like that. Yeah,
I
mean, because you've got the whole
event.
Area there.
Yeah, just once a month. You know,
yeah.
Something that
yeah, something
breaks
that's
it
different.
Out.
Right. Well, you know what? Downtown, and we live downtown. We live, you know, off of Placer up here. We can walk downtown to, you know, to the food courts, and downtown is just revitalizing. You know, we've been watching it from right here. We've been here for 14 years, and we've been watching it. It's kind of like watching the child grow.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to do it? What kind of child is this going to be? And it's just been a success. And then over here behind us, and moving down California Street, and now I understand that there's going to be a hotel down there. And the at least I thought I'd read that on
yeah,
Placer in California.
You did read that. I know they're working on that. It's one of the many projects that Alan and his partners are continuing to do downtown.
So you understand it's supposed to be like a 4-star hotel.
Is that what they're saying out there?
That's what I heard.
you know, it's a vision at this point. to, you know, you start looking at what it takes to program a downtown. You have to, sure, have people living there. You have to have people working there that don't just leave at 5 o'clock and go home. They got to keep the business lights on after 5 o'clock. And certainly an ingredient, if you look at the history of downtown, downtown is where all the hotels were back in the day. And I remember when we bought the Dickers building, I had called some of the big hotel companies. And I said, hey, are you interested in maybe doing a hotel in Reading, you know, opening, expanding the franchise from I-5 into downtown? They're like, no way. We'll never go back downtown again. We like the Hilltop Corridor. And, boy, that message is changing. And we're back on the map. And so that's a real testament to downtown's revitalization, is to get people coming downtown that have a disposable or discretionary income above and beyond, that can start frequenting the businesses on a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, a Thursday night, where we've talked to a lot of the downtown restaurants, and they're just quiet on some of those nights. How can we start pumping more traffic through their front doors to help their sustainability? And a hotel would get instant gratification to those businesses 7 days a week with folks that have the money to spend. And so we feel like it's an ingredient, as is housing. We need more housing downtown. You know, you got to get the housing, the jobs to housing ratio in line, where we were 8-1 when we started the project, 9-1 when we started the project. We'd like to get that down to like a 4-1. And really get that jobs to housing ratio in line here.
Okay. I'm here with Chris Hedrick of Hedrick & Company and Alan Ott from K2. And Erin Ross, who is with K2 now, and she's in charge of their marketing and making sure people are happy in the new public market that's going to be opened up. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Goldleaf Nursery. It's open and stocked with fruit trees, blueberry, and strawberry plants. They carry vegetables, herbs, and much more. Check out the new statuary, too, you know, of water features or something that everybody needs in their yard. Maybe not as many as we do, but then again. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, my car wash of choice. One, it's just right down the street on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right behind Dutch Bros. And two, your car or truck, in this case my truck, comes out sparkling clean. There's a very pleasant person at the end when you slide out of the tunnel there that wipes off my truck with a nice, clean, big towel, fluffy towel. And I've just never had a bad car wash there. I haven't had to go back to, what about this? Nope, never have. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. And it's locally owned, locally operated. They've had that property, I think, for like 100 years.
You know, Carl, fun fact. They are the Reading Chamber of Commerce's longest standing member at like 90 something years. Well, 90 plus years.
I heard that they've had this property for like a they've had this property like for like 100 years. That,
whoa.
So were they washing down horses or currying horses or something back then? I mean, in Reading 100 years ago, everybody was on horses, I'm sure. I guess we had electricity. But is that okay? That's cool.
Yeah, so that's we nice love thing. Don and Quick and Clean.
They are just really cool people there and really friendly. And he still works down there. I mean, he's down there. And they've had employees at this car wash for over 15 years.
Incredible.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. At a car wash for over 15, and they have another one for 6 or 7.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, I'm here with Alan Knott from K2 and Aaron Ross from K2 and then Chris Hadrick from Hadrick & Company. We're talking about downtown and the public market and other things that they're doing. The idea with K2 and then their partners is revitalizing downtown. And you said people are, you know, tough to change. When I came here, I'm trying to think. When did they put an overhead down here?
Or a roof
down here. And when did they take it off? Because I'm thinking it was right around the time I was coming 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. It was just.
And then they took that off.
Right.
And then you had the Dickers building where they had this underground
parking area.
Well, not only that, but they also had the carts, go-karts.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was on the first floor.
Speed. First floor, yeah, on that. And then you all took that and totally took it down, I think, you know, and rebuilt. And then now here on California Street, are those open now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's 78 apartment units that are operating now and are in full with residents living in downtown. And then the parking garage is open. That's a 6-story parking garage with 400 parking stalls. And also the Shasta College Resource Center on the corner of California and Tehama. They're moving their furniture in, and they're occupying floors 2, 3, and 4. And then we're finishing the tenant improvement build-outs on floor 5. And we have an exciting tenant that we'll be announcing here in the next couple months come into floor 1 on the corner of California and Tehama. And they'll be occupying half of the first floor, and it'll be something I think the community is going to really appreciate. So we're excited to make that announcement. We're already in the design stage with them, and we're about six months into it.
Well, feel free to come back here on the show and make that announcement.
Yeah, sounds good. Happy to do it.
Oh, no, I would love to do that. I just saw also an article in the paper about we've got more affordable housing units being built than he can remember. It's like 830 units are being built here in the Redding area in different places. What kind of impact do you think that will have?
Well, I mean, I'll give you the first kind of just from what we've seen from affordable housing. And we've been doing redevelopment projects since 2001. What Redding's had a lot of over the years is naturally occurring affordable housing, and these are just housing that have been neglected by the landlord that have become cheap, and therefore people live in them because they don't cost a lot of money. But that doesn't mean they're of quality that you would want your child or a friend or a family member to move into because they're new to the workforce and they just can't afford some of these high rental rates that are currently in the market today. So if anything, it's replacing a lot of old stock. If you look at just the economics of Redding, and where people fall in the income brackets and what it costs to build something brand new and then therefore get a return on it on a market rate side, most people will be priced out of our market. So I think it's providing an outstanding service that other cities struggle with. You know, they're struggling with trying to find workforce because the workforce can't afford to live in their city. They've been forced out. So we're way ahead of the game here in Redding of providing housing that is on the more what we call income qualified for our market that can then house good people that then can work for you and I later on because they can actually afford to live here.
Well, that's the big thing is, you know, you've got a two-income family and, you know, you should be spending, about 30% of your income on housing.
Right, exactly.
And you're up to 50, 60% right. Just to find a place to, you know, to live. And without those people, and that's not your servers. Those are people that have, you know, jobs and regular jobs, 8-to-5 jobs or 9-to-5 jobs. So having this kind of housing is so important, and it will attract people in. And what I would think it would attract businesses in. We've got, you know, we've got the housing for your employees. It's such a win-win for everybody.
It is, and it's so necessary. You don't realize it when you're not in it every day, but even some of the apartment complexes that we've worked on within our office as far as selling or whatever it might be, it amazes me as we're going through an escrow and doing inspections and realizing that there's a bunch of things that are broken, and we'll walk through and go, oh, you know, sorry for the inconvenience, but the good thing about this is we're gonna fix all these things. And rather than being so excited, oftentimes there's this fear from the tenants, like, oh my gosh, does that mean my rent is going to go up? I can't afford anything else. You know, I can't afford it anymore. So they haven't complained. And so there's these degraded apartments all over the place. And the reality is right now, because of that, they've become a very hot item, a very hot product to purchase and then flip and or, you know, just fix up and hold for a long time, mm-hmm. which then displaces that population. And sometimes they might be dual income, but a lot of times they're not. They're single moms and dads.
Yeah.
They're with their kids, and the cost of childcare is just, like, absolutely bonkers.
Because that's another shortage we have,
right.
Childcare centers, that because they're spending almost a paycheck so the kids can get taken care of during the day.
Right. So a lot of them, they you know, don't want to go to work because it's worth it to stay home and be with the kids and whatever else. So it's more needed than you realize, and certainly to the quality that's being created downtown, it's exciting. And elsewhere, even on the east side, the K2 has some projects, and even in Burnie and other areas around the North State. So really making an impact, which is cool.
Okay. I'm going to take an early break because I want to come back and talk about your concept of the future here. The state keeps, in my opinion, is really overreaching in a lot of areas, like saying, you know, talking about housing and forcing it, and things like wind farms, solar, you know, everything that, you know, when it's coming in like that. And is that going to have a big impact on us here? But then I always, and I want to finish up with, again, what your vision of the future is for Reading.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Ranja Reserva by Espinosa, featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian La Ranja wrapper. This unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:48 in the morning here on the 20th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Matchful Insurance and Financial. The major insurance companies are refusing to write property insurance and homeowners insurance, State Farm, Farmers, many others. Judy Maxwell was on the show the other day. So what do you do? I'd give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. We've had friends after the car fire that had that same problem, and we vectored them toward Judy. She found them insurance. She's an expert on this, she and her team. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. Give her a call. Set up an appointment at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Yeah, we have insurance with Judy Maxwell because we believe in her and her company. Another locally owned, locally run business right here in Reading. I'm here with Chris Hadrick from Hadrick & Company, another locally owned, locally operated. K2 with Alan Knott another locally owned, locally run business. And Aaron Ross, who was with the Chamber of Commerce for 5 years and is now working in the marketing side for K2. So we were talking about public market, and this, I can't wait. When's this thing going to happen?
So summer of 2024.
Okay. A year from now.
Yep.
Good. And it's within walking distance of my house. That's what we like.
Yeah.
And every time you open up something like this, our home becomes more valuable.
Exactly right.
It does. I mean, when you can walk downtown, all of these things are happening. Now, one of the things we talked about is why aren't we like the medical hub? Is it just because of what?
Well, I mean, yeah, and I would say, you know, even to that point, Carl, to talk about, you know, walking downtown and placemaking.
Yeah.
I think is part of the ingredient to the why. Why aren't we? It's how do you recruit and retain high quality talent in a rural market like Reading? And Chris has talked about placemaking a number of times in some of the meetings, and I don't know if you want to expand a little bit on
what that means
for the public market versus where we're at now.
There's actually a great TED talk about it where a gentleman throws a photo up behind him of a typical street. And he asked, you know, where am I in the United States? Where is this city? And when I looked at it, I thought, oh, that's 273. I actually thought that might be ready. And sure enough, there's a whole bunch of cities just like that, especially as you go onto some of the larger freeways where for a long time you saw all the big boxes, the REIs, Best Buys, you know, Borders, everything. And as a kid, you know, going around Reading, I told directions by buildings and businesses. And you really can't do that anywhere else. And so anyway, the goal is to say, all right, if you were dropped anywhere, could you look around and go, whoa, I'm in Reading. And you do that through various equations and focusing on different things. And one of the discussions that was brought up and various studies that have been done demonstrate that if you are in a community where before you go out to dinner, you say, okay, before we leave, where do we want to go? Do we want to go to View 202, Moonstone, Mosaic, C.R. Gibbs? And you have to make that decision as a group before you leave, and then you go, and that's what you do. Whereas if you have a downtown or anywhere for that matter where you say, you know what, let's just go out and let's figure it out. Let's go down there. And so that's really one of the benefits of something like this is not only is it a demonstration of what's possible in our local region, right? So we're not bringing in national tenants. That's just another one of whatever you experience down in San Diego. It's unique to Northern California. You go there, and it will hopefully be the place you start or the place you end, right? And for a lot of us, we might be hanging out there all evening because there's going to be a great covered patio that's going to be unlike any other that's really focused on, you know, just this community element with fire pits and, you know, covered section for shade and truly something you could enjoy year-round. So anyway, so that's kind of the goal about, you know, creating a place downtown that is unique. And for that reason, you say, you know what, while I'm driving through Reading, I'm not just going to stop and get gas and go, whoa, it is so hot here. Let's get back in the car. I go, hey, let's stop at that market because what I get there, I can't get anywhere else. And so that's really the goal and I think is possible. As we do that, rolling into your question and what you're talking about earlier and the problem with our not being a medical hub, which I think there's so many different people that are working on that, and I applaud them and I appreciate them for that because we are vastly underserved on the medical side. But we do need these really cool experiences, unique experiences, you cannot get anywhere else type products that draws not only the physician but also the physician's spouse, family, and they, you know, love being here not only for that ability downtown but also the outdoors. We talked about the outdoors forever. I live here because of the outdoors. I came back. I lived in other cities and did different things, and I came back because I love the outdoors. But I also love that there's something like this happening downtown, and that's what I think is going to be neat, finally,
well,
for downtown.
We like the idea of walking down and going to some place and having a drink, and then walking to another place for dinner, and then another place where something else is going on. And you spend an evening down there, a pleasant evening, and then you can just walk home.
How great is that?
Yeah, it is. Now, we live a little further, but, you know, but having the idea of having 2 and 3 bedroom places, you know, in the buildings, you know, so that they're up there on the top. I know you already got that, but, I mean, you know, so you can see over the city and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl, I mean, think if you just think of the visual of the public market itself, right?
Yeah.
So, Chris, you talked about going downtown. Now you're downtown. Now you're in this patio, which you can see in the picture we gave you. But
yeah, it's beautiful.
That is fully climate controlled. So if you look at Reading, our weather is a blessing and curse. You want to go hang out in a patio in 120-degree weather? Probably not. You're going to squeeze back to the inside. So the idea that we're going to cover the patio, we're going to climate control it, so it'll have fog misters, which are even more fine than nano misters, so you don't get that wet feel on you, drop the temperature 20 degrees.
And you're sitting in a spot and you come out. I mean, you're literally wiping the water off.
Now, that won't happen here.
Okay.
And the other thing that it allows you to do is be able to enjoy, you know, sitting there and partaking in multiple artisan experiences under a common deck. So you could go get a beer from Fall River,
mm-hmm.
and your spouse could go get a wine, or you could go get the wine from the wine maker and join together around a fire pit and buying from two different distributors of the product. And that makes it very unique to our market to be able to partake in multiple artisan experiences and be able to commingle together.
Appetizers. Pick up a plate of appetizers and things like that. No,
exactly.
This is wonderful. And I'm looking at all the, at least in your handout here, all the leased areas down there already.
Yeah, so if you go on to readingmarketcenter.com, you can see some of the renderings that we're looking at right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is this what it's going to look like?
This is, yeah.
That's it.
So it's still...
So picture this, my friends. You come downtown, you walk in, there's wine, there's, you know, the beer and, you know, places, but also places to get something to eat, and an open area where there's tables, and it's all climate control.
Yep.
So you can kind of look out on the street and see what's going on, meet your friends down there.
Yep.
And we also are going to – we'll roll out teasing on it a little bit, but we're going to roll out Reading's first real craft cocktail bar in this public market. It'll also have a bottle shop attached to it where you could taste some of the bourbons or – vodkas and some of those other cocktails that you enjoy and be able to buy a bottle of it and take it home. And so that'll also be a feature of flanking the patio of the public market. The area we've been, you know, grinding on is there are certain ingredients of a public market that really make it a market and not a food hall. And that's it's an important distinction of ours in Reading is it needs to be a market. You got to be able to go buy some of the goods that you can go home and cook, not just buy foods that are already prepped for you.
Well, am I seeing a, like a butcher shop here? Did I see something like that, or did I just make that up in my head?
No, you did. Yeah. No.
So we've been identifying that area as either a butcher or a fish market. I remember as a kid.
Or both?
Yeah, I remember as a kid, people lined up out the door at Buzz's Crab Shack. You remember that? All the way down the road at lunchtime.
Well, look at R&R right now. I mean, they're you know, some parts of the day, they are lined up out the
And we love R&R. We think they're a staple to downtown.
I
shop there all the time. So certainly we want to live in the world where all ships rise with the tide, and this would be one of those. But we would love to see maybe even, you know, if we could talk Buzz's Crab to come down there and open their fish side of the house.
That would be really awesome. That. Wouldn't that be great? Go down there and you get quality steaks and you can buy that and but all your fish down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Definitely. So the we're still kind
of... We can actually walk through the market and buy things to take with you, even if you don't stay. You find those things.
Right. Well, you ever been to a restaurant and you're like, I love this sauce and I can't get anywhere else? This will give those types of artisans the ability to package that sauce and sell it on a shelf that you can buy independently of your meal and take it home. Much like I put the Taco Bell sauce on my taco.
Taco Bell sauce. Let me tell you. The only reason I buy a burrito there is so I can take 10 of their sauces. I would put that on asparagus. You know? So you're right. And now you can buy it. I think you can buy that.
You can.
You can. Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, because they're burritos. Yeah, you know, but it's the tacos. So.
I'm sure someone's listening is going to send you a bill after the show for all that extra package.
Yeah, they're going to say, you know, it's like, so that would be one burrito and 12 hot sauces. 12. Okay. Well, look, we're about running out of time. So we're here with Chris Heydrich and Company and Alan Knott from K2 and Erin Ross, and you've got the final word here.
Well, I just want to take one quick second to invite the community down for an event that we are partnering with the McConnell Foundation, the Chamber of Commerce, Viva Downtown, and some of our other cultural district partners. It's going to be on September 1st from 5 to 8, and we are celebrating a revitalized downtown. So the reopening of the streets, the coming down of the fences, there's going to be beer and wine garden, vendors, music. It's on a first Friday, so a lot of the businesses will be participating. So we want to see everyone come down for that. If you haven't been downtown in a while, this is your chance to come down and check it all out.
September 1st. Yeah, come on back as we get closer, and we'll talk about it, all the things that are going to be happening there. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, and, you know, thanks for what you're doing downtown. Yeah, I know it's a partnership with so many people. What I like to see is young people doing all this, because you're going to be here a long time.
Absolutely.
And Erin, thank you.
Did you hear that? We still qualify.
I know.
Thanks.
I'm writing that one down. Hey, look, scoping the show next time with that statement.
Yeah. Well, at my age, you know, if you're in your 50s, you're a still kid, right? And Erin, you're a child. So.
I appreciate that.
Anyway, thanks so much for what you're doing for our community. And let's make this more of a regular time. Come on and talk about what we're doing to our downtown, because there are so many other ideas that I know is percolating through your head to not just the downtown area, but then you kind of like start making, you know, circles out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and ways of people being able to have a place to live, but then have disposable income to be able to come downtown and enjoy it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, after the news, we're Redding Rancheria is with us, and we're going to be talking about a number of different things. They've brought some guests with them. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
He writes, Hunter Biden is getting away with a slap on the wrist when growing evidence uncovered by the House Oversight Committee reveals the Bidens engaged in a pattern of corruption, influence peddling, and possibly bribery. Comer continues, quote, these charges and sweetheart plea deal have no impact on the Oversight Committee's investigation. We will not rest until the full extent of President Biden's involvement in the family's schemes are revealed. So far, no comment from the White House. Home building rocketed skyward last month. 21.7% jump in new home construction, with builders starting a lot of new single-family homes. There is a housing shortage, and demand for homes is strong, even in the face of rising mortgage interest rates. Despite that robust home building report, Wall Street's benchmarks are in the red this morning. Right now, the Dow is down 284 points, the Nasdaq trading 92 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wedley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
China's Alibaba Group has announced a major management reshuffle. The e-commerce giant breaks into 6 different business divisions to adapt to fast-changing technologies.
The company says Eddie Wu, chairman of its e-commerce group, will succeed Daniel Zhang as CEO. Zhang will become CEO and chairman of Alibaba's cloud computing unit, now approved to be spun off and expected to be listed for trading within a year. The change takes effect on September 10. Zhang became Alibaba Group's CEO CEO in 2015 and succeeded Ma as chairman in 2019. He is known for creating the Singles Day Shopping Festival, which over the years has grown to become the world's largest online shopping extravaganza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police have arrested a Norwegian citizen in Hungary on suspicion that he was planning a terror attack modeled after a 2011 massacre in Norway that killed 77 people. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Multiple shootings across the country over the long holiday weekend.
Shootings happened in cities and rural areas alike. Bullets flew in Idaho and Washington State, as well as Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles County. One state trooper was ambushed and critically wounded in central Pennsylvania. Commissioner Christopher Paris with the Pennsylvania State Police.
Mr. Stein got out of his vehicle and fired several rounds from a long rifle into marked patrol cars.
Another was killed by the same gunman.
Trooper Jacques Rajot, age 29.
He had been on the force for almost 3 years and was married. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the North Atlantic, the search for that small tourist submarine goes on about 900 miles east of Cape Cod. The vessel was descending to the wreckage of the Titanic when contact was lost on Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is Tuesday, the 20th of June, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, you know.
Good. You know, that's the important thing.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Hey, you know what? I love this show. One day we can be talking some contentious items. The next day we talk about what's happening in our town for such positive things going on, and which is why I'm really glad my next guests are on, too. But let's talk weather. The weather today is going to be the same as it is next Monday. High near 77, a low around 55, and the rest of the week is going to be mostly like that. I think we've got a high of 87 on Saturday, but 84 on Sunday, and a high near 90 though next Monday. So I think we're getting into our spring summertime here. But it's going to be beautiful weather this week, my friends. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, that provide the best service when it comes to your propane needs. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. So, I am here with Miranda Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought two guests.
I did.
And, of course, Miranda's with Ready Rancheria.
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about who I brought with me today.
Yeah, and so... Tell everybody what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Miranda Edwards. I work for Reading Rancheria, and I'm a tribal member. I'm on tribal council, and I also am the senior director of organizational communications. So that just means I get to talk a lot.
Well, I can also tell you that Miranda can the 50-yard sprint carrying a flag has set a new, if there is a record for that, you set the record during the rodeo.
You know, I think we should have a relay team, me and you.
Yeah. I'm running one way, she's running the next, because we had one flag that had to be in two places.
Yeah.
And it worked out, though.
And we had it in two places.
And it was in two places at, mm-hmm. At almost one time.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was a, you know what, the rodeo. And that night was almost magical.
It was incredible. We got so much positive feedback, so much community support. Our our members, our dancers, everyone involved was
everybody happy at the end?
So happy, so honored to do that with everyone and make it work. And it was really incredible to watch for the first time.
Well, Linda and I were there to make sure everybody got out, you know, and there I was putting up places where they could change.
Mm-hmm.
And but everybody was so, you know, so professional. I mean, from the four or five year olds?
Oh yeah, yeah. We have
all
really
the way
young
up
dancers.
To, I mean, to your
to elderly.
To, oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
And everybody just lined up where they were supposed to, and you know, you come out on the alley, which is you know dirt and sometimes mud, and it just came off perfectly.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And Linda's quite the orchestrator. She just had it all figured out, and I appreciated her so much for all that she did. It was amazing.
Well, you know what? We really, really like our rodeo here. It's part of our heritage. And being able to partner up with the Reading Rancheria, because now the powwows are there.
Yeah.
And that is incredible because great seating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I the thing I always tell people, the awesome part about the rodeo grounds with our powwow last year was the view from the top.
It was.
You can look down and see all the dancers and all the movement and all the color, and it's quite a view. It's pretty cool.
It's unbelievable, the grand entry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got that on my phone.
Yeah.
And I saw one of my friends. I mean, I've got lots of friends out there, but one of my special friends, and she was within the elder side that came in, and I saw her, and I was able to send a video to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was so good.
It was.
Okay, now you brought two special guests with you.
I have brought two special guests. So today with me I have Chief Arvel Looking Horse and his wife, Paula Looking Horse. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Chief Arvel Looking Horse. He's recognized for his commitment to working towards religious freedom, cultural survival, and revival. And he's... his leadership calls for people to unify and protect sacred places, the planet, and our human and non-human relatives. So he does a lot of work for World Peace and Prayer Day.
And where are you from, Chief?
I'm from Cheyenne River Reservation in South Dakota.
Okay. I have friends that live there up in Rapid City.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful place. When I was younger, I'd run up to Sturgis every year. But always go over and visit him. And it's a beautiful, beautiful country up there.
Yes, it is a beautiful place. Like the Black Hills, South Dakota is like a big tourist attraction there.
But it was also a sacred area up there, too.
It's almost like living in two worlds for us because Rapid City is a very Rapid City and Deadwood. It's now summertime. There's a lot of activities that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we look at the Black Hills as a very sacred place too. The heart of Mother Earth, we call it. So.
And Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. And you have some nice, beautiful country, but it's kind of chilly nowadays, I heard.
It's colder than it normally is
it
here.
Is.
Yeah.
It is. You
usually...
know, this has been really a strange year because it rained for like, 3 months?
Oh, my gosh. It did, but we needed it. So.
It did. We filled up our lakes.
Yeah.
And which is good. Last year, we've been in drought for 3 years, and we had something called the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District. And the canal has run 100 years, and this was the first year that it didn't have water in it, or last year was the first year. So this year there should be water in it.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
I think it's already.
It's going.
It's
I've
going
seen it.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's full, and it looks great.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break now, and then let's get into, you know, why we're here today.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Whether it's a small job for your own property or if it's a larger job for a construction thing, they've got it there. They've got all your Kubota, everything, tractors. Also, if you want to go out on the weekends on a side-by-side, you can rent one from them there, too. You do it all. They do it local. It is locally owned, locally operated, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-680. And we'll be right back.
Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
In this world, it's just us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. And this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program for those who enter into the program, and the mission behind it is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. And when you've got a 92-year-old father getting ready to be 93 and a 90-year-old mother, you know, this, you know, you start paying attention to that, like things like grab rails and railings along, you know, getting out the door and things, even though they're healthy and going on a two-week cruise here, a month. You always worry about your parents and those people. If you are interested in this program or for more information, call PSA2 Area on Aging at 530-842-1687. I'm here with Miranda Edwards from Reading Rancheria, and she's her guest today, our chief
Arvel Looking Horse
and his wife, Paula Looking Horse. And we're talking about world peace and prayer and much more than that. So can you tell me a little bit about that, Chief?
Yes.
I started back in when the white buffalo calf was born in Janesville, Wisconsin, 1994. And our tradition is that a lot of our sacred sites, we go back to for ceremonies, and these sacred sites are not man-made. No, we have a lot of pictographs and the markings of the sacred site. So
something that's been there hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes, from time of creation. And World Peace and Prayer Day is based on our a dream, a vision. And for me, time has went by so fast, because just when I was young, you know, we were living in log cabin, hauling water, and hauling wood. So at the time, you know, we had no electricity. And when I got into high school, that's when we started getting electricity in our community. And that's when I had a dream that, in that dream, I was lifted from my bed and I was taken outside. I mean, that's the first dream that I saw the world dry. And then the second dream is about this black and white TV. And a lot of old people probably remember that there's a show called As the World Turns. And my mother used to watch that. So in that dream, I saw this black and white TV, and the earth was turning, and this person beside me pointed to the screen, or touched that screen like this, when they opened up like a book, there's people standing in a circle, and it closed like a book, and the earth was turning again, and this elderly person touched this screen, or pointed to that screen, and here another part of the world, and this whole totally different group was standing there with the fire in the middle. And then when I saw that, then it closed, and then like a book, and it was turning again, the earth was turning again, and this person touched another part of the world. And it opened up like a book again, and people were standing there in a circle. And I believe it happened like 7 times in my dream. And so the very next day, I told my father, and he was sitting there smoking a cigarette, drinking coffee, and just thinking about it, and just nodded his head, and that was it. Then, as days gone by, I came back and said, I know what the dream is about. He said, no, dreams like that, you see, you can't make it happen. It's going to redo ceremonies, and everything has to be put through ceremony. And someday you would know what the dream is about. And so that's what he told me. So then I always said, you have to pray on it. And that's our traditional ways, always to stay in prayer. And so I had a dream. But that was shortly after I became the Sacred Bundle Keeper, 1966. That's when my grandmother, we live in a cabin. And she, when she made that sacred journey into the spirit world, there's a sacred bundle that we take care of, or she take care of. And the elders told me about this bundle. It's called the Sacred Pipe Bundle. So I became the Sacred Bundle Keeper at the age of 12 years old. And the elders said that know, I could not, that I would always have to speak my language. I could never carry a gun or join military, but stay in our traditional spiritual life. And
when you were 12?
I was 12, and I was, I can't use foul language because in our sacred language, there's no foul language, you know. It's about spirit. It's about everything has a spirit, like Mother Earth has spirit, and the trees, the river, and everything in life. It's, so I was schooled into that life and by my grandmother. And so I was, I am a fluent Lakota speaker, Lakota Sioux from the Dakota Nation or territory back home in the Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and surrounding states. But that's our language, and we have our a long history of who we are, and we have our creation story, and so that's what I learned before I went into high school or into school. And so when I became the sacred bundle keeper, the in our tradition we go with the star knowledge and Mother Earth. The chakras, and it's a totally understanding about everything that has a spirit and living this life. Like the sacred sites is like a church, a cathedral, or the place of worship. So that's what in my younger years I was taught, and that not, and then I went to back then we had a boarding school, and I was in the last stages of the boarding school, and so we have a lot of stories and history of our, but the elders is, there's always two sides of stories, like the Western history, then we have our spiritual life, which is oral history or oral tradition and ceremonies. So that's
is the oral traditions that you have, Chief. Everything I've read and talked is that so many things are passed down.
Yes,
to the next generation, and where some things are written down, or there's records of it. Maybe not in a in a language per se, but in pictures and this. Is that something that is continuing today?
It is. We all say that like the seventh generation, that's the how far in our we have to like the young people in this generation, I have to think about the seventh generation.
I've heard that from Redding Rancheria mm-hmm. many times.
Yeah.
You know, it's seven generations out.
Yeah, everything we do is for seven generations in the future. Absolutely.
Yes.
So I'm going to take another break, and I'm going to come back and talk about this world peace, the program that's happening, and why you're here. And as Paula, your wife, said, it's kind of chilly around here. Yeah. You're from the Dakotas. Come on. You guys are still having snow in July, you know? So this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick is a guy that's going to fight for you. He's a veteran of the 101st. He's a former law enforcement, went to law school, put himself through law school, and he is a man to help you. I tell you what, you couldn't find somebody more competent or more professional to be in your corner. Give him a call if you have any type of problems with work injury and workers' compensation. 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
Another brick in the wall. My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 20th of June, 8:32 in the morning. It says 54 degrees out there, so Paula, you may be right. It's 54. And then I'm getting complaints because the air conditioning is on in here, and it's 72 from my staff. So I turned it up. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, whether it's a car, truck, or bike. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're here with Redding Rancheria and Miranda Edwards, who is in charge of their outreach and communications. Mm-hmm. And she brought with her today Chief Arvel Looking Horse and Paula Looking Horse for the World Peace and Prayer program that's going on right now out at the Redding Rancheria. So even though I could go on about the history for another 2 hours, let's talk about this.
Yes.
What is the World Peace and Prayer?
I explain a little bit about the the world turning and, you know, people.
Yes.
And World Peace and Parity is about 1994 when the White Buffalo was born. Everything that we do, we have to put through ceremony. And so we did that in 1994. But the prophecy that came with the White Buffalo Calf Woman prophecy is that when she brought the sacred bundle to a place called Devil's Tower. In our sacred language, we call Matho Tipila, with all the tribes, surrounding tribes. And this is the heart of Mother Earth, the part of the Black Hills. So that the World Peace and Prayer Day is going back to our sacred sites and pray for peace and harmony. And so the White Buffalo Prophecy, you know, he talks about that, the next time she stands upon the earth as a white buffalo calf, there shall be white animals be born all over the world. And that is happening right now. And so we have a time that we shall unite at our sacred sites and sacred places. So that's that dream that I explained was relating to that, and I knew that the time was right. And it's about the dream about the TV and relating to the White Buffalo Prophecy. So the first World Peace and Prayer Day started there at Matho Tipila, or Devil's Tower, and that was a time that all nations, all faiths, one prayer. And so the first World Peace and Prayer Day, you know, we says that we are at the crossroads. Either we faced with a lot of chaos, global disasters. We're going to see a lot of sicknesses and viruses, tears from our relatives' eyes. We're going to see earth changes, climate changes, volcanoes, earthquakes, and big winds. We're going to see false leaders, false prophets, and people getting up in the morning, and nothing is good. Or we can unite spiritually, all nations, all faiths, one prayer. And that's a buffalo, white buffalo calf woman prophecy. So that started in 1996, and me and my wife here, we went all over the world delivering that message, because that message, a lot of our ceremonial teachings and everything stays with our nation. But this is a global vision for our First Nations people. And the first time that we went to deliver that message was at the United Nations in New York City, 1993. When all the tribes, all the First Nations, indigenous people of the world came to United Nations, and that's when we were one of the, like our nation was one of the people that presented at that United Nations. So it's not only our prophecy, but they have all these indigenous people prophecy, coming together at this time.
Well, when it comes down to it, when all the indigenous people get together, it's to unite in a prayer for world peace,
mm-hmm.
and for people to join together.
Yes.
I think that's a great prophecy, frankly. And, you know, I'd love to see it even in smaller here in town do that happen. And you've traveled all over the world.
Yes.
And how has this been? Can you give me an example of a country you've been in? when you say all over the world, just because I'd like to know how they receive our First Nation, our Native Americans coming in and talking about this.
I am a spiritual leader, then I do all the ceremonies, but I like to have my wife. She does all the work for us, right?
Okay, well, you're sitting there thinking, okay, I can dodge this, but you can't. Okay.
Okay, again, thank you for having us here.
Oh, it's an honor.
So when I helped Orville with this vision that he had, and I think he came to me because I brought attention to our sacred pipestone in Pipestone, Minnesota, it's been like understood that a lot of our sacred sites, it's just okay to take, you know, sacred objects. And of course, Hawaii has even proved that you can't be removing rocks or a lot of people get affected. And so that's what we did in protecting, you know, the sacred pipestone. But when he asked me to help him, I really had to comprehend what this was about. And as he explained, it was that comprehension that, you know, all of us have children. All of us understand that we need to work for the future. So when we did this event to the four directions, we usually work in fours and then we'd give a thank you. We did a four direction on this, what we call Turtle Island. And I thought I was done working on a wing and a prayer, you know, because like you mentioned with your rodeo, we're all volunteer. We don't pay ourselves for this peace work.
Of course.
And so it was very difficult financially to cover everything, but we did it and we really had to have faith in that. And so we were approached by a man from England and, he said, I really like what you're doing and we want to take this, all over the world. And of course I laughed at him. I was like, I had enough. I barely did this in Turtle Island because we had it in the Black Hills and in Canada and Pipestone and Costa Rica. And then we came back and did a thank you in the fifth year, a thank you ceremony. So he convinced us, but we said, well, first we have to pray about it. And then we got the green light that it was good. It was a good, journey that we could do for, you know, the world. And then he called me like a few months later because he said he would pay for it. He had a funder. And he said, I'm sorry, but my funder is going through some, you know, difficulties and his assets are frozen because he's getting a divorce. So it's like, oh, great. But what happened was I said, he said, so can we cancel it a couple of years? And I said, I'm sorry, but, you can, but we can't because we gave our word. And that's all we own in this life is our word. And so he couldn't comprehend that, well, you give it in 3 years, you don't, but we have to keep our word. And so the first place that we initiated with my Dell computer with, you know, dial-up internet, you know, back then, and this was in the 90s, the mid-90s, or the late 90s, because we did our 5 years. And I just really taught myself computer. And I found a staff in England, and I start working with them, and they chose the Isle of Wight. And so we start communicating, and then all of a sudden, if you recall, the hoof and mouth disease broke out.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, wait a minute, you know, we can't have it here because they won't allow us to gather, you know, outside in the country. And so they were all, you know, distraught about what they were going to do because they were witnessing all the slaughter of the cattle and, you know, the burning. There was just black in the skies from this, right? And so then, so I didn't know what to do. I just kind of left it in prayer and guidance and accept what was happening. And then one of the staff emailed me and told me that her grandfather's farm was next. And he was crying. He knew what was happening to his neighbors, and they were killing all their hoofed animals and, you know, putting them in piles and burning. And so she said, please pray, you know, pray for my grandfather. I feel really bad for him. He's old and da-da-da. So we were just going to go pray in ceremony, and So I told everybody there to explain, and they told me that that they would, and it would be answered. Excuse me. Can I take a small drink?
Oh, of course you can. Oh, I do all the time.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Coffee, other things. Mainly coffee.
And so what happened was, during that moment, apparently after we prayed, the farm before, they had a pile of Black Angus cattle. And right before they were going to douse it with flame, because they doused it with...
They burn the animals, yeah.
Right. A white baby calf crawled out. And they were, like, shocked. And they called that calf Phoenix. And so it was the only thing that stopped that slaughter over there. And they were just, like, so amazed, because they prayed with us, too, of course. They were worried about their elder member that was helping us with World Peace and Prayer Day at that moment. But still, that they wouldn't have let anybody gather, so they connected me with the Ireland. And so during the Ireland, venture, the journey, we flew over there first to make sure, you know, we were never at another country. And so when we got there, we met Sinead O'Connor, John Hurt, I mean, all these people that were so in support of the earth. And so they said, well, we will help you get here. And so we brought a contingency of elders with us for World Peace and Prayer Day. And so at that time, they were just fighting still, the Protestants and the Catholics, if you recall history.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, and...
They still close that wall every night in Belfast, yeah.
And so what happened was, we brought a Catholic and a Protestant to our sacred fire. And, of course, they were... The Brulee guys in back of there were just waiting for somebody to make a wrong move. And I was looking for Orville, and he was nowhere to be found, because he was helping with another ceremony, and I was there by myself with these two, you know, priests. And I had to talk really fast, because I was like, because nobody knew they were going to show up as invited, but no time. And when they did, they decided to pray together. And we gave them tobacco, and we said, you know, can you just pray for peace? And so they did. And so Ireland took June 21st to the Four Directions for 4 years. And in the fifth year, there was the peace accord. So I credit the people of Ireland, and I know a lot of politicians took credit for it, but it was really the people.
It's always the people.
Yes, yeah. And they came together. So from there, we went to South Africa, and we worked with Ila Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi's granddaughter, and we brought the Zulu and the Indian people together there. And we did a walk, and some young people walked with us, came out of their schools with their teachers, and they told us the history of the apartheid. And apparently they wanted to honor all the students and the teachers that tried to protest the apartheid in the streets. And we didn't know that they were all killed, you know. So they were, and so they wanted to remember all those young people. And so we came together, and they fed us. And then from there, we went to Australia, and we worked with the Aborigine people, and we witnessed miracles there as well. A white kangaroo came out of the forest, and triple rainbows all together. It was, I've never seen anything like that before.
Amazing.
But it was this a man whose father was a doctor that grew up around the Aborigine people. He was going to move. He was placed somewhere else. And at that time he was a teenager. He was called by the elders, and he went to the elders before he moved. They were feeling bad that he was moving, and he learned their language from a small child. Mm-hmm. And they gave him a sacred bundle of 12 crocodile teeth. And they said, there's one day, 36 years from now, there's going to be a man coming from the America that's going to bring a message for the people. Please tell our people to pay attention. And so during that World Peace and Prayer Day, it rained and rained because it's on the other side of the world. And I was just depressed that actually I was going to, you know, it was, I was struggling really hard and continuing because it's not an easy thing to hold an event on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on a wing and a prayer, right? And so, during that time, this person that came to us delivered a message. And the message that he gave was when those elders came to him, he said that he would know it was real because it's going to be presented at a sacred site shaped like a horseshoe, and he didn't know it existed till we had World Peace and Prayer Day at the Grampian Mountains. It's a sacred site shaped like a horseshoe. And so, in closing here, I know
we just got to take a break.
Yeah.
You know, but no, go on, finish.
So, at that time, he said, as I was coming here, I was wondering if I was doing justice to this bundle, and it was 36 years to the day.
Wow.
And he said, this chief belongs to you. And he looked at the audience, and especially the Aborigine people that were going through a lot of struggles at that time. He said, the message to you is that you need to listen to his message and prepare. And okay. That was from
That's
the
beautiful.
Elvis.
Yeah. I have to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop of choice for the last 15 years. Never had a bad haircut there. It's veteran owned. It's locally owned. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work by appointments. They work by appointments, so give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Okay.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Authority
Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff Michael Johnson joins us in the show, and we're going to find out what's going on, the latest in the jail and recruiting and all these other things that are going on with the Sheriff's Department right here in Shasta County. And I'm here with Miranda Edwards, and we're going to kind of catch up everything. Okay.
Yeah, so we were just joined by Chief Arvel Looking Horse and Paula Looking Horse to tell us a little bit about the history of how World Peace and Prayer Day started. You know, they told us about their dreams and the prophecy of peace. So it's being held today, and it was held yesterday at the Redding Rancheria Arbor, because that's our spiritual place on our land. And then it'll be held in Mount Shasta tomorrow as well. So if you want to know more information about what World Peace and Prayer Day is, there's a website, worldpeaceandprayer.com. And we're also live streaming the event, so you can log on and join in prayer and learn something if you'd like to do that today or tomorrow.
Okay, great. A lot of things going on out mm-hmm. there at Redding Rancheria.
Yeah, we just had our big time event last weekend too, mm-hmm. which is was also held at the Rancheria, which is more like a California West Coast certain style powwow event. So there's dancing and selling a lot of jewelry. I spent way too much money there.
Easy
to do.
Because
the crafts, the art, and the jewels are amazing. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And then what else do we have going on this week?
Colt 45's
this Wednesday, tomorrow. Redding Rancheria is sponsoring Colt 45's, so come out. We'll be there. We'll have a lot of staff and members hanging out, and we're happy to support them. We love supporting Colt 45's and having that local partnership.
We've been broadcasting those games for 10 years, and this year is the first time we actually, because of unforeseen circumstances with our announcers and one time with the producers, that we've missed two games this year, which is more than we've missed in the last 10 years.
Mm.
But we've got all that fixed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, equipment was stolen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, the whole bag of equipment was stolen. So trying to replace that mm-hmm. and get that is a real problem. We're still waiting for things that should have been here last week.
Yeah.
Still waiting for them to come in this week. But, you know, life goes on.
Yeah. So we'll be there. We'll be cheering on the team, and my brother used to play on the Colt 45, so I love to watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, it's a great time. We went Saturday night, and it was just perfect. You know, the sun goes down, you get the breeze off the river, and it's a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the one other thing I wanted to throw out there, I'm sure we'll be chatting with you before that, is August 2nd is our Discover Health Fair. I know a lot of people in the community like to come to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just starting to get out the word for that, and people can come down to the Rancheria, get some health screenings, get some free little goodies, and it's a really fun community event. So that'll be coming up in August. It'll be here sooner than we think. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the end of June.
Yeah, I know.
How did that happen?
It is flying by.
That's right. And then, of course, the big powwow.
Yeah, powwow, October 6th through 8th. We're working on it, and it'll be, again, at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, which we're excited about. So.
Yeah, and you know what? If you sit in the stand so you can see everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what I tell everyone. The view from you don't want the front row seat.
You
want the aerial view seat.
Yeah, you want to get higher up.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can see everything. It's great.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. It's great photos from up top. I have so many videos of the grand entry from up top, which I've never seen from that view before. It's pretty cool to have that opportunity in the space to do it.
Oh, yeah. Anything else going on?
Those are big things going on that are coming up.
Haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, no.
From the the seat of government back in D.C.?
No, we're still working with them. It's you know, as you can imagine, a slow process with the federal government, as
it's
always.
It's kind of glacial in its speed.
That is exactly what it is.
How fast a glacier moves.
That's about the speed that, you know, the federal government moves. So we're moving forward, but, you know, just at a pace. And we're optimistic, so.
Yeah, that's your snail just ran right past me.
Yeah, maybe.
there's all these events going on, and this one here, make sure, and can you give the streaming site again?
Yeah.
This was an amazing story the Looking Horses told us today. They've been all over the world with this message.
Yeah, so worldpeaceandprayerday.com is where you can find out more information, and then I have a streaming website. I think it was unity.earth. You can watch the live stream, but World Peace and Prayer Day is where there's more information about. You can read about it. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah.
And we've
always
got
a pleasure.
Well, it's always fun to have you all on and see all the things you're doing, because you always bring in something, you know, like this is totally different.
Yeah.
And
we always got something different going on.
Something different going on. Okay. Well, thanks again. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful week. And so have a good day today. Remember, Encore, the show down at the Cascade, it's just going to be outstanding. You can get your tickets at cascadetheater.org, and that's where you should go for your tickets. Have a great day, and God bless America.